Today I wanted to talk to you about everyday mindfulness and why everyday mindfulness could be really helpful for you, why it's really helpful for me, and why I'm encouraging you to explore the concept today. I know that I have now created a meditation or mindfulness practice for myself. It's something that I do frequently. It's something that I benefit from personally. It makes the course of my day better. It's improved my experience with life in the sense that things that made me more anxious don't make me as anxious anymore. It helps me see things in a way that I can see I have a choice how I react. So it helps make me more efficient and measured if I'm looking at it from a very practical point of view, something that I think many people would love to feel. It is a practice, so this doesn't mean it's perfect. It's something that I work on up to about 5 days a week. But something I'm becoming increasingly aware of is for somebody who's not used to stopping, for somebody who's not experienced in taking the time out to sit and practice meditation or mindfulness, these people are struggling to even connect with the concept of giving any amount of time. So it feels like a massive hurdle, and it's proven to be a barrier, which means they are not yet able to kind of step up and have this experience. It just feels too difficult and too far away from them and how they currently live. Something that I'm really interested in is this idea that we can practice everyday mindfulness really easily, and it's something that I will share to you today in this recording. So why? There needs to be a why for anybody to have the motivation to do something. You will notice a difference. That's the why. The other part of this is it's easier than a formalized meditation or mindfulness session. So you don't have to dedicate 10 minutes, 5 minutes. You can dedicate a minute, 30 seconds. It's about being present in a very different way. It's about being in an experience. So let me take you through a very simple practice that you could do this morning or tomorrow morning or tonight or the very next time you brush your teeth. So when we're doing something mindfully, we are doing it in a state of being really here and now and observing. So I would expect to heighten our senses, so how we see things, our sense of touch, our sense of smell, sound, everything becomes more exaggerated. It becomes more in our moment of awareness. So if you can imagine standing by the sink, from the moment you turn on the tap, it's the touch of the tap, so you might notice the temperature. You might notice the difficulty, the ease with which the tap turns. There might be a squeak or a sound as the water comes through or the water passing up the pipe. You then have the sound of the water hitting the porcelain bowl or whatever your sink bowl is made from, and the pattern that the water makes as it goes down into the plug hole. And of course, any sounds around that water moving. So we then reach for our toothbrush and toothpaste. And again, it's the texture, it's the feel, the temperature, the shape in our hands. It may be what I would call an electric toothbrush, or what do we call them? A normal toothbrush. It doesn't really matter. Each of them will have peculiarities that make them your toothbrush. So from the shape, from the colour, it's funny, isn't it, how we pick up our toothbrush and we know which one has a coloured band or coloured handle. It's ours. So notice in that moment your toothbrush and the way it feels in your hand. The sound, if you switch it on, and it's an electric toothbrush. And your toothpaste. There is the shape of the tube. There is the heightened sense of smell. Maybe you don't notice the smell as you normally go about your day. You're brisk and brusque in the morning. You're getting on. We're now going to take the lid off and we're going to notice what we notice. It might be a strong minty smell. The ridges of the lid in our fingers as we place it down. you get the gist, I think. And it's about carrying on a very mindful exercise with brushing your teeth, with driving your car, with walking your dog, with making a cup of tea, with making the dinner tonight or putting the toast on. If you take a moment to look at everyday things in a mindful way, you are allowing your mind to have much deserved respite. You are allowing the mind to put its feet up, to take 5 minutes, to just be. So it's not racing to the next minute. It might do that. But if you remember that you're doing a mindful moment in your day, you'll come back to the tube of toothpaste, the cup of tea, the toast that you're buttering. So everyday mindful exercises can be extremely powerful and can be a really, really helpful and very positive way for you to begin to connect with the concept of being more mindful. So this is what this audio book recording is all about. It's all about encouraging you. Instead of finding a reason why you can't, let's find a reason why you can. And we really can all practice making mindful moments in our day. I really wish you the best of luck with a mindful practice. Go for it. See what you experience. Comfort or discomfort, please see that this is just the beginning and see where you could put an everyday mindful moment into your day, each and every day. Thanks for spending the time with me, and I look forward to sharing some insights with you again very soon.